That's number 26 in your book. As you can see, this year we sold 328 animals compared to 255 last year. Prices were slightly down overall, even though our revenue was up. We sold more animals. When you look across the industry, what's going on right now, what's driving the market in the buffalo industry is the meat market. And right now there's a surplus of meat in that market, which has dropped those prices a little bit. But when you talk to the industry leaders and that, what they're telling you is that's okay because it's actually more sustainable where it is right now than it was a few years ago when buffalo prices were almost too high to where people couldn't even afford to buy it. So so you have that situation all the time. If prices get too high, you know, you're not going to be selling them either because people aren't buying them. So so we're comfortable where things are right now. Things went really well. When we look at our auction results from this year compared to last year, we had 44 registered bidders, 26 were 26 in person, 18 online this year. Compared to last year, we had 45 registered bidders, 31 were in person, 14 online. We had 7 of our online buyers made a purchase this year, where last year we had 3 of them made a purchase. There were 7 on-site bidders that made a purchase this year compared to 8 last year. Our bison this year went to buyers from South Dakota, Minnesota, Colorado, Nebraska, and Texas. Last year it was fairly similar: Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Illinois, Missouri, Wisconsin, Montana, and Colorado. A little bit of diversity there last year. Like with any industry, in the past we sold quite a few to Wisconsin. There was a meat buyer in Wisconsin. Well, the company they were selling their buffalo to basically was bought out. That contract changed. That contract now went to a meat market down in Texas. So that's why you've seen an increase of somebody from Texas up this year that bought quite a few of our animals and shipped them down there. So overall, it went well. This is our third year where we've done the online auction. We continually to enhance our how we operate. This year, the staff worked with the auctioneer and really created some quality photos and footage that were being displayed on the internet as well as in the visitor center that day. So we still fill the visitor center. We still get about 100 people or so that pack into the visitor center to come, and some are active bidders, as you can see, and some of them are just spectators that want to come and watch. So it was really good. One thing we did not offer this year that was quite popular last year was our burros. We were still hanging on to our burros after the fire, and the few that made some recoveries. We did get some transplants back in that we had auctioned off in the past, so we got some donations back in, so our burros are still awful popular. We thought we could have, you know, maybe joked about offering one of our fire survivors off, you know, and making some big money, but they mean more to us to keep at the park than it does to auction off. So so we're keeping our burros for now. With our range conditions we've experienced over this past year, I mean, the fire, you always have negative, you always have positives with a fire. The positives we received out of the fire was our range conditions were outstanding. The amount of moisture we received this past year was wonderful in that regard. Played havoc on some of our interior roads that we're still working on, but the benefit of the fire from that standpoint was our range conditions. Last year we overwintered 850 animals. This year we've increased that to 940. Our maximum for grazing capacity in that per our resource management plan is 950. So right now we're 10 shy of that. But we also changed our demographics of our herd. We're working on that. A typical year we'll hold over anywhere from 380 to 400 bred females. This year we're holding 460 bred females over. So we'll increase our calf crop next year. We'll see our auction probably go up with more offerings of animals next year. But part of what we're doing with that, with keeping some back of our bred females, is basically in continually enhancing our genetic diversity of our herd. So for the last 3-4 years, and this may be a good item to bring up at the May Commission meeting when you guys were actually in the park, but to update you on our genetic testing that we've been doing on our buffalo herd, just for genetic diversity and what we're trying to accomplish there, and have Mark Hendricks and Chad Kramer maybe give a presentation in May. They'll have some more results of that, but We've been working with Black Hills State for the last 3-4 years on routinely doing some genetic testing and things like that. Some of that information plays into what animals we're keeping when we sort them at auction time, and what animals we send out to auction. So other than that, you know, it's things are going well. The animals were healthy. They all look good. So we're, you know, seeing it as a successful auction this year, and just an overall, the program is doing well. So I would gladly entertain any questions.
I thought the buffalo looked real good this year. They looked really healthy and good.
Yeah.
Did the cold and snow the day of the roundup affect the attendance?
It did. Our roundup this year was probably a fourth down from past years. I want to say final numbers were right around 15,000, where we've been running about 20 to 22. It seemed like the people we didn't have there this year was our locals that could come regardless. The people from outside the area that were there, they showed up, and they had a great time. It was a great roundup. The buffalo were a little ornery with the cold and the snow, but things went well. People that showed up enjoyed it. It was wet, it was muddy, but we got people pushed around, we got them parked, and we had a successful roundup.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Okay, that'll bring us to item number 21.